or more than £5, compoundable for a term of imprisonment. When I had sent my disfigured property onto the hotel, I began to look about me, and the first discovery I made was that the station had swallowed up the playing field. It was gone. The two beautiful hawthorn trees, the hedge, the turf, and all those buttercups and daisies had given place to the stoniest of jolting roads, while beyond the station an ugly dark monster of a tunnel kept its jaws open, as if it had swallowed them and were ravenous for more destruction. The coach that had carried me away was melodiously called Timpson's Blue-Eyed Maid, and belonged to Timpson, at the coach office up street. The locomotive engine that had brought me back was called Severely Number 97 and belonged to the Southeastern Railway, and was spitting ashes and hot water over the blighted ground. When I had been let out at the platform door, like a prisoner whom his turnkey grudgingly released, I looked in again over the low wall at the scene of departed glories. Here, in the haymaking time, had I been delivered from the dungeons of Seringapatam, an immense pile of haycock, by my own country.